Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Talk to Me. This is your host, Linus, from the Liquid Sunshine State, Seattle, Washington. And I hope everybody had a good weekend, and right off the bat, I hope your team won. Oh, Lord, because the Seahawks got their butt spiked today, y'all. But we won't talk about it. Anyway, today is November 7th, first Sunday of November. And tonight's show is Funny Pet Stories. And, of course, on board we have my producer, the Sheriff, a.k.a. Chauvinet, or you could go Chauvinet, a.k.a. Sheriff, is on board.
Hello.
All righty then. And our co-host, I think she's busy with school again, so she'll catch up with us one of these days when she's not quite so busy and can enjoy with us. Okay, so as I stated, tonight's show is going to be about funny pet stories. We want people to call in. And, of course, me and the sheriff are going to be talking about our animals and funny stories that we've experienced with them. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, as always, you know, we got to start with entertainment news, y'all. So, at the movie, yeah, it's Tyler Perry's For Colored Girls. The movie is based on a 1975 play, For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, by Tiazaki Change. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Janet Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, Anika Noni Rose, Kerry Washington, Fatty Newton, Tessa Thompson, Loretta Devine, my girl, Felicia Rashad again, and Kimberly Elise. I heard she gives one heck of a performance.
Hello.
That'll blow you away. So Perry, you know, he's grown as a filmmaker, and it shows with his movies. So see for yourself, and y'all let me know what you think. I haven't been yet, but I shall be going this week. So we'll report back next Sunday what we found of the film. I understand it grossed something like, I think, $7 or $10 million over the weekend. So, and Janet Jackson is a standout in the film, and she has a new self-esteem book coming out called True You in January.
Oh, watch out now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I have to pick that up.
Okay, congratulations, Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Okay.
She didn't come out now and let everybody know she's pregnant. Not that she ain't big as a house, but now she wants to go ahead and, yeah.
I haven't seen any pictures of her since she's been out.
Oh, honey, that girl is not out. She's out. She out there. So she's enjoying her pregnancy. God bless her, you know. She's enjoying her pregnancy, you know, but girl, you got to take that baby weight off after the little one get here. Come on now.
Well, she usually goes up and down. Hopefully she can, you know, get that trainer she usually does and get back in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing.
I know. That's why I hope so, too. But anyway, congratulations to her and Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
So, and also, get well wishes go out to the Queen of Soul. We can't help but wonder, though, what's going on with Aretha. She was recently released from the hospital. The 68-year-old soul music legend is keeping mum on this mystery ailment. So I don't know. I rather believe that maybe she went in to have her tummy tuck or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to start really losing her weight. You know, maybe she need a little assistance.
She needs you, because good Lord, she is just.
Yeah, we worried about you, Aretha. We want
Aretha.
The best, honey. We want you to be around at least till you're 90.
Heck yeah.
Still singing R-E-S-P-E-T. Respect.
And that pink Cadillac.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Okay, well, Montana Fishburne is responding well to rehab. The 19-year-old daughter of actor Lawrence Fishburne made headlines earlier this year, y'all. If you remember, we talked about it a couple of times on the show when she filmed her first porno movie. Well, in addition to embarrassing her famous father, Fishburne stayed in trouble with the law when she was arrested for attacking her ex-boyfriend's girlfriend. Fishburne has now entered rehab, y'all, for anger management and behavior issues. Baby, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, do what you need to do.
You know, her video was like one of the highest selling videos.
What?
Yes, her porn movie, rumored to be, was actually one of the highest selling videos out there when it dropped. So, you know, I'm just wondering, was it a publicity stunt for her? I doubt for her father, but I'm wondering for her, was it a publicity stunt, you know, to get her movie out? She upsets her father, but my father is Lawrence Fishburne, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. Yeah. And now you're in rehab. You didn't look for rehab beforehand. Why do you need rehab now? Is that part of her probation? I mean, were there charges filed against her for striking the ex-boyfriend's girlfriend?
Might have been, like, what, a third-degree assault or something?
Because
It didn't sound like she... You know, it doesn't sound like the girl was laid up in the hospital or nothing, so it might have just been some bruising. And Halle Berry has got a movie coming out called Frankie and Alice, and it arrives in theaters early February, y'all. And in this movie, Halle plays a woman who suffers from multiple personalities. Kind of reminds me of Civil, because that came out during my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, what's her name? Sandy, she does those arthritis commercials. Take the pill, the diva. Sally Field. She played Sybil, a woman with all these different personalities.
I remember reading about
that. So Halle, it seems like she's going to be. But it's good. Let's see it from an African-American perspective. Well, Wesley Snipes wants a new tax fraud trial. Snipes says the original jury was biased. He was found guilty of failing to file federal tax returns. He faces a 3-year sentence, and he is free on bond while appealing.
Uh-huh.
Two fingers, brother. Two fingers. Congrats to Omarosa. She's having a baby. She has been dating actor Michael Clark Duncan. You remember the brother from Green Mile? All right.
Oh.
The two have been seeing each other for a while and are very excited about their upcoming arrival. Congratulations. I think y'all have a cute baby. Better be big, too. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, and actor Idris Elba is notoriously quiet about his love life, but his baby mama is speaking out.
Who is this? What? Who?
You know, Idris from The Wire, girl.
Oh, I didn't watch that. So my bad.
Desiree Newberry is a stripper from Miami, and she is the mother of his 6-month-old son. Say that then, girl. Newberry says she and Elba lived together shortly after the birth of her son, but have since split up.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Really?
Well, girlfriend, go and get your money. Use your skills. You use them to get that baby.
Hey, do what you got to do, I guess.
You know, it takes two.
Right. That's all I can do, raise my hand and shake my head.
Yeah, I can't take up for either one of them about that.
Yeah,
okay, get ready for the Thriller movie. Yes. The Thriller movie is based on the King of Pop's epic music video. Kenny Ortega, Jackson's longtime choreographer, will direct the movie, which will feature the character legendary horror actor Vincent Price's voice in the video.
Ooh.
Yep, Kenny Ortega is also the force behind the High School Musical movie franchise. So... yes, and Michael Jackson, his videos are coming out on DVD. Michael Jackson's Visions features over 2.5 hours worth of classic videos by the King of Pop. The DVD comes out on November 22nd. Okay, enough about the Jacksons. President Obama will be saluting the icons at the December 28th Kennedy Center Awards. Oprah Winfrey, Sir Paul McCartney, choreographer and dancer Bill T. Jones, and country legend Merle Haggard. Congratulations to all.
Hello. Why not?
Yeah. So, speaking of Oprah, what is Oprah going to do when she wraps her show? Well, she's got a movie in the works. She has signed on to do a film with Meryl Streep and Sandra Bullock.
What?
Go, Oprah.
Doing what kind of movie is this?
It's not saying. It's not saying, so I guess we got to wait.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Her guest, one of her guests for her shows, one of her shows in November is George Bush. You know, he just released a book. Mm-hmm. I fucked you. Thank you for letting me blame it on the black man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Let's
what the hell
take the blame for your bull. Anyway, okay, I'm back, y'all. I'm back.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So sorry. FCC, forgive me. Just whew, went there for a minute. Okay, haha.
We're back. We're back. We're back.
We're back. Okay. The new season of Celebrity Apprentice starts in January, y'all, and the cast includes Miss Dionne Warwick, Star Jones, LaToya Jackson, Lil Jon.
Oh, boy, get Lou, get Lou. Okay,
and who else? Well, my goodness, we also have NeNe Leakes from the Housewives of Atlanta. Lord Jesus. Anyway.
And this is for what? Apprentice?
Yeah, these are all the ones. Celebrity Apprentice starts, yep, in
okay.
January. So we shall see. Anyway.
I guess. Go on, Dionne Warwick.
Mm.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
My bad. Go ahead.
Anyway, that is it tonight for entertainment news.
Oh, wait. Wanted to chime in. Got a little something on OJ. Now, as most of y'all know, OJ been locked up. I believe for that robbery that took place in Vegas a year or something ago. Well, it says, reporting from the National Enquirer, OJ feels he has nothing to live for now, and he's going to kill himself. Those are the desperate words of the imprisoned OJ Simpson after the Nevada Supreme Court refused to overturn his armed robbery and kidnapping convictions and grant him a new trial. What's more, the two sports memorabilia collectors he robbed, Bruce Fromong and Alfred Beardsley, as well as his ex-agent Mike Gilbert, all fear that OJ might try to take them out as a final act of vengeance. They believe he's going to try to have them murdered and then kill himself, divulged a close source. After the ruling came down, they were nervously calling one another, talking about going into hiding. According to the source, Gilbert is concerned that OJ might use his $20,000 per month pension to pay for a hit. He's convinced prison bars is going to keep OJ from striking out at him. The disgraced former football star, 63 years old, y'all, is now serving a 33-year sentence at Love Lock Correctional Center for his 2007 Las Vegas hotel room heist. Now, do we really believe it's about the heist, or is it getting away with murder? He's eligible for parole after 9 years, but the source tells the Enquirer, OJ now believes they'll never let him out, he says. I'm going
hell
to die in
no.
jail.
He right. As brother right. He ain't lying. He is not lying. He will die in jail. They ain't going to never let OJ out.
No.
Mm-mm.
And as the Enquirer reported previously, that on October 22nd, the same court ordered a new trial for his co-defendant, Clarence Stewart, which pushed OJ to the brink. He is desperately depressed. Deeply depressed, excuse me, and at the end of his rope. What can I say, y'all? OJ, I mean, you brought it on yourself, bruh. Just because you beat the system one time doesn't mean you beat it again. But, you know, what can I say about OJ? He's a hot mess and a half. He'll probably die in there.
No, but I don't think OJ has that. I mean, you can pay people, I guess, for $1,000 to do anything.
Yes, and then move over Mariah and J-Lo. You have been upstaged by a brand new Hollywood diva, 4-year-old Suri Cruz. Apparently, this little girl is out of control. She's been cutting up on her mom's new comedy set. She's doing Jack and Jill. She's been cutting up on Tom Cruise's filming, which is Mission Impossible 4 in Prague. She just has a tantrum because nobody disciplines her and gives her any and everything she wants. She'll come off all quiet and sweet. Then once she feels comfortable, she gets to demanding cookies, me time, clothes, and whatever else. It was reported that her parents at one time spent $50,000 on clothes and toys for her in 1 month. Yeah.
Well, they're stupid.
She running that household. Go on, Siri, do it, girl, do it.
And apparently they even pay a lot for personal chefs and household staff to indulge in Siri's cravings.
All right, then. She running them. Go on, Siri.
Mm-hmm. She little
diva. Girl, you got more control than you know. You're doing better than your brother and sister.
Yeah, apparently so.
And Isabella and Connor didn't have that kind of pool.
No, they did not, so.
Mm.
It is what it is.
Long
go, Curry.
Well, you know.
You got it like that, Mama. Do your thing.
Jeffrey Donimer Jr. in the making.
Probably. Then we got Jealous Angie and Ray's. Apparently, Brad tried to be honest with her and tell her, you know, I gave Courtney Cox a call because if some of you don't know, Courtney Cox and David Arquette are getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Apparently, their 10-year marriage has come to a stall or a bore or whatever. So he called just to, you know, they've been friends.
Yeah,
even though him and Jennifer were divorced now, he has remained friends with them. So he just tried to lend a shoulder and comfort her. And he talked to David as well, you know, letting him know I'm not choosing sides. I'm here for both you guys. And he was trying to explain this to Angie, and she blew all up and got all upset and felt the only reason he called Courtney is because that's an angle for him to talk to Jennifer again. And he's like, it has nothing.
Now she's insecure.
Yes. Apparently, and he tried to explain to her it had nothing to do with Jennifer. I haven't even talked to her about this. They're my friends. They've been my friends for many, many years. I just want them to know if they need someone to talk to, I'm here for you guys. And she took it to a whole nother way. Angie, you have got to get over it, sweetheart. Get over your jealousy or insecurities.
Yeah, because that don't make any sense. She's an ambassador for children. When's she trying to show her kid?
Thank you.
Hmm.
So
you don't be jealous. You love one another, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was very nice of him to reach out to him, you know? That was.
Yes.
That was nice to do that. So she ought to be thankful that she's got a man that is compassionate and caring.
Exactly.
You know, he could have just gossiped and said nothing, but no, he reached out to let him know, I'm a friend and I'm here.
Thank you.
You know?
And she apparently does not appreciate that. So, well, you see how many friends she has. Now, since we're going to talk about funny animals, before we lead into that, I felt, why not lead into what a few funny stories
okay.
from the news of the weird, which I love. Now, entrepreneurial spirit, retail breakthroughs, this is the title. A shop in Santa Cruz, California, opened in September selling ice cream infused with extract of marijuana. Customers with medical marijuana prescriptions can buy cream de canna, banana bis foster, or straw mari cheesecake at $15 a half pint, with one bite supposedly equal to 5 puffs of really good weed, according to the entrepreneur.
Damn. He's probably a billionaire now, ain't he?
Yeah.
He went past millionaire.
I was like, you've got to be
he probably
kidding
got
me.
Shops all over the place. We think we're going to Dairy Queen, and that's his shop.
Thank
he's
you.
A franchise.
I am not mad at him. Get your, just do what you do personally. Okay. Now there's cutting-edge science. Obese patients with an array of symptoms known as prediabetes, which I I do not have to take insulin, but these people have seen their insulin sensitivity improve dramatically via fecal transplants, receiving the stool of a thin, healthy person.
Are you serious? Girl, get out of here.
Wait,
no way.
Receiving the stool of a thin, healthy person into the bowel, according to researchers led by University of North Carolina professor.
Okay, there's something wrong in North Carolina. I want to talk to you people. 646-727-2914. Call me, North Carolina. Y'all need help.
Apparently, researchers said the stranger's implants were significantly more effective than those of a control group in which a person's own feces was implanted. News of the Weirds has previously reported on success in treating certain gastrointestinal infections by stool transplants that contain the bacteria of Clostridium difficile.
Oh, my God. That is so gross.
So if you have diabetes, just rub a little shit on you. You'll be all right.
You'll be good. That's all you have to do. Oh, my God.
Oh, but you know it's a pace. You know it's a pace.
It's just off the chain, and these are true
what
stories,
is that
people.
Smell? Is that your ass? Damn.
Just my insulin. Just
I
my
know.
Insulin.
Just my insulin.
Gosh, I mean, people, I'm all about science, but we have to have a line somewhere. I'm just saying.
I don't think that's science. I think that's somebody just cracked upstairs, and he found some more 220s to follow him.
Actually, it was in a magazine called Med Page today, and it was published September 22nd this year.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
That's disgusting. Now, it's disgusting, too, huh? I can hear people out there, how gross can you be?
That's all I'm saying. Now, on to leading economic indicators.
Indicators.
Thank you. Indicators. I got that all off. Okay. In September, Russia's finance minister publicly urged citizens to step up their smoking and drinking, and that the government's new sin taxes mean more revenue. If you smoke a pack of cigarettes, he said, that means you're giving more to help solve social problems. Alcohol abuse has already sent you 500,000 Russians a year to significantly lower life expectancy.
Damn.
Oh, gosh. I mean, what the hell? You
wow.
want me to kill myself just to bring a little revenue in. And apparently you're already killing off enough. Yeah, but you want
yeah.
more.
I wonder if the funeral parlors are the union. They have a union contract. Damn, you know what I mean?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so go
yeah,
Russia.
Would lower their population rate, no doubt.
By a lot.
Quickly.
By a lot.
Which I'll say with the quickness.
Thank you. Oh, gosh. All right, now we're going to go on to ironies. Signs of the times. A 24-year-old Muslim woman was strangled in Newcastle, Australia in April when the bottom of her burqa,
burqa,
became tangled in the wheels as she was driving playfully at a go-kart track.
Okay.
Damn. She killed. She died. Driving the go-kart, it got tangled in the wheel and it killed her.
It choked her. She's going to die. Go to hell.
Quit laughing. Oh, my gosh. Quit so she's driving a go-kart, and the thing got, her little scarf got tied
she
up.
She didn't know how to push the brake, huh?
Apparently, and strangled herself.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, wait. Then, a 45-year-old out-of-town man was killed in a street robbery in Oakland, California in July after he became distracted while typing a location into his cell phone's map program to find his way to a job interview.
Oh, my. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I guess that wasn't your job.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, gosh. And the appointment was at Google Incorporated. Damn shame. And then Horatio Torrey, 31, was arrested in San Francisco in July after snatching an iPhone from a woman on the street and bicycle away. Unknown to him, the woman was conducting a real-time demonstration of global positioning software.
I got you. We're wonderful. I got you. You with me.
And thus, Torrey's exact movement was registering on her company's computers. He was arrested within minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, God. And that, people, is what we call the news of the weird.
That was good.
Oh, yes.
That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. I know y'all enjoying us, listening to us laugh about this news, but, you know, call in with your pet stories now.
Oh, yeah, because we can go on and on about pets. Because then she has the stories, or you want me to start with mine?
Oh, no, that's going to be long. My story is years ago when I was married, we had two dogs. So the first one we got, he was half wolf and half shepherd, and we called him Zulu. It was a beautiful African name because at night to see him was that wolf face and those eyes. It was devastating. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, we were raising our goddaughter from 4 months on, so we probably got Zulu when he was 6 weeks old. So those two kind of grew up together, and we taught him to protect her. Well, anyway, like I said, she was our goddaughter. We, you know, back in them days, you didn't have to go through a lot of stuff. So her dad had come by to see her, and Pudgy was pulling Zulu's lips, you know, where you can see his teeth. She's just pulling and playing with her little hands. Well, Jerry went to pop Pudgy. Zulu tried to take his hand off. And all me and Sherman could hear was,
Sherman, come get your dog. Yeah, get your dog.
Oh, God. And he told me, you know, we ran in the living room. We were like, man, what's going on? He said, you know, Pudgy was pulling on the dog's lips and
yeah.
stuff, his nose, and I popped her hand and stopped me. He said, oh, no, don't ever chastise her. He said, we train her. Train if anybody bothers her to bite to kill.
Exactly.
You bite as hard as you can. Yeah.
Poor Uncle Jerry.
Yeah, so then we moved to the east side, and we acquired another dog, Chloe. She was beautiful German Shepherd, black and white, that we got from this principal, and his wife was a teacher. But anyway, I think Chloe had been abused,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I kind of kept her to me, sort
mm-hmm.
of, you know. But she was beautiful.
Oh.
So anyway, by the time we moved to Bellevue, we decided why not have them mate.
Okay.
And, you know, sell the puppies. Because back in them days, you get a good breed, you get
mm-hmm.
$50 a puppy.
Hello.
Yeah, so anyway, as we were trying to get them mated together, so of course when it was time for Chloe, you know, to start breeding, she wouldn't. She would snap at Zulu. I mean, really
oh.
give him a hard time. You know, and Zulu, that wolf in him, you know,
uh-huh.
was like, what's wrong with you? This is natural.
Give it up, girl.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she would not have sex with him, so I took her to the vet. I was like, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the vet told me she was frigid. I said, excuse me, what did you say about a doll? He said, she's frigid. I said, I have never heard of that in my life. A doll that's frigid, she don't want to have sex?
Not at all.
Not at all. So, okay, I brought her home, brought her back to the house, explained to Sherman everything was going on. Okay, she outside one day, and this little Papa Smurf, little dog like this, because, you know, a German Shepherd stand about this tall.
Yeah.
So about like this, about a 10-inch tall dog.
Okay.
He's trying to mount her, and she's just standing there with her ass tooting. I went out that kitchen window outside. I said, you don't get your little happy Smurf-looking ass away from my dog, and I told her, you get your little nasty ass in the house.
So she didn't have a problem.
No, she wouldn't let Zulu. Here, Zulu is a beautiful mandingo type of dog. You know, I mean, wolf and German Shepherd. And she's pretty herself. But she going to let this little something. No, that ain't happening. Not on my watch.
It was Zulu. She was cool.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, she remained a virgin.
Oh, well. So much for an investment.
Anyway, that's my funny story.
Oh, boy. Well, I have a couple right here. Let's see. Rules for pet owners who visit and like to complain about our pets. So, you know, like I'm a pet owner. My mom's been a pet owner. Well, we both have been. And people come over who are not pet owners. And you always want to complain. Can you put your cat up? Oh, your cat here. Oh, your cat's looking at me crazy. Or your dog, yeah. Or your snake. Okay, whatever. We remember these rules, people. They live here. You don't.
Mm.
Yep. If you don't want their hair on your clothes, stay off the furniture. That's why they call it furniture. I like my pets a lot better than I like most people. And I've always told people that with my animal. And your cat's dangerous. Well, you go before he go. That's just how it's always been. To you, it's an animal. To me, he or she is an adopted son or daughter who is short, hairy, walks on all fours, and doesn't speak clearly. Cats are better than kids. They eat less, don't ask for money all the time, are easier to train, usually come when called, never drive your car, don't hang out with drug-using friends, don't smoke or drink, don't worry about buying the latest fashions, don't wear your clothes, and don't need a gazillion dollars for college, and won't get pregnant because they've been fixed.
I love it.
Thank you. Exactly. And then to our cat lovers, someone wrote a note. That would be a letter, excuse me. That would be very nice if cats could understand this. It goes this way. Dear cats, when I say to move, it means go someplace else, not switch positions with each other so they are still two of you in the way. The dishes with the paw print are yours and contain your food. The other dishes are mine and contain my food. Please note, placing a paw print in the middle of my plate and food does not stake a claim for becoming your food or dish, nor do I find it enthusiastically pleasing in the slightest. The stairway was not designed by NASCAR. It is not a racetrack. Beating me to the bottom is not the object. I think we've all faced death a couple of times doing that. Tripping me doesn't help because I can fall faster than you can run. I cannot buy anything bigger than a king-size bed. I am very sorry about this. Do not think I will continue to sleep on the couch to ensure your comfort. Look at videos of other cats sleeping. They actually curl up in a ball. It is not necessary to sleep perpendicular to each other, stretched out to the fullest extent possible. I also know that sticking tails straight out and having tongues hanging out the other end to maximize space used is nothing but sarcasm. My compact CDs are not miniature frisbees.
Well,
for the last time, there is not a secret exit from the bathroom. If by miracle I beat you there and manage to get the door shut, it is not necessary to claw, whine, meow, try to turn the knob, get your paw under the edge, and try to pull the door open. I must exit. Thank you. Yes, so I like that one. That was pretty nice. A nice letter to the cats and cat owners, and you know how I'm talking about, where we've all tried to use the bathroom, and the cat's and steadily trying to open the door. My cat actually knew how to open the door.
Yes.
And that was my famous little Curious. Most of my friends know who Curious is, and he was a snow breed cat, which means he was all black, but his underneath of him was white, and his paws were white. Well, when he was a kitten, I trained him, gosh, when did we get him? He was 6 weeks. 8 weeks?
About 8 weeks.
Eight weeks. And I put socks on my hands and trained him how to box. So I would just nail him, lump him up, and he fight back with his little paws. And then he knew, he knew how to stand up and fight with his paws. And so my cat was not normal like other cats. He was also a very stuck-up cat. Well, he slept in bed with Mommy all the time. I used to cover him up and kiss him. And as he got older and turned into a little man, he didn't want to be kissed anymore. But he would beat up anybody in a heartbeat. He ran 216th. This is for folks who know about Deuce 16th in Des Moines.
Yeah, you know.
He beat up cats, beat up dogs. This one particular time. What's that? A pit bull.
Pit bull, yeah.
And we saw the pit bull outdoors. And remember Curious being out there and was, oh, gosh, worried. You know, we probably need to go and get Curious. Next thing we know, we hear this, round, woof, woof. So we take off out the door. Next thing we know, the pit bull is running up the stairs. And Curious is chasing after him. The dog was whimpering, people. My cat was punking him. Ram, ram. Don't move, bitch. I mean, he was just punking him bad. So we had to get the owner. The owner had to come get the dog. And nobody really believed that a cat had punked a pit bull. Trust me, people, it happens. It definitely happens. My cat also, let's see, impregnated cats.
He was a pimp, y'all.
You know, neutered. Neutered.
Yeah. Supposedly. We paid for it.
And for some reason, miracles just keep happening. One woman accused us of Curious impregnating their cat, you know, wanted to sue and all this blase, blase. But, you know, cats didn't look like Curious. Then we had a female cat, Nene, who we loved to death because she loved to eat popcorn. And then you could throw your socks and she would run after it, fetch it, and bring it back to you. Mm-hmm. And and she loved to talk. God rest Velda's soul, because anytime Velda would come, she would always meow, 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 meow. But Nene was a freak, because Nene liked to take it from the side. Now, most people know when cats breed, it's almost very painful for a female cat, because a male cat has bristles on its penis. Probably. So it's scraping the female cat's skin inside. So most female cats do not like sex. Oh, no, not Nene. Nene took it to the side and took it like a champ. And just enjoyed it very, very much. And who was doing her most was my cat, Curious, who apparently was supposed to be neutered. And next thing you know, two cats, Sheree and Junior. And looked just like Curious. I was like, oh, come on, people, come on. You think my cat took care of any of these kids? Oh, no. Oh, no. He is the definition of what you call deadbeat dads. He impregnated them and kept it pushing.
Yep.
He didn't care. He just wanted to nail you and keep it pushing or beat you up. He beat up one of my best friends, her husband. It was just, you know, I guess they were playing. You know, he attacked him. Next thing you know, he's calling my cat out in the street. He wanted to fist fight him. I'm like, dude, he's a cat. He's a cat, people. Then an old friend of mine, he used to make her cry. Remember? He used to stare at her.
Yeah.
And she would just cry. She's like, your cat's evil. And I was like, a little bit, you know. But he wasn't here to kill nobody, but he stared down. He knew she was scared. Mm. He attacked. He wanted to
show no fear.
No. Don't show no sign of weakness. Mm. And he was stuck up, too. You know, like other cats, they like to eat crab and shrimp. Oh, no, not curious. He'd smell it and take his paw and move it to the side because he'd like to be bothered. He also didn't drink his water like other cats. He scooped his paw in his water bowl and fed himself.
He did that.
He liked to play outside when the ground was dry. If the paw was wet, it was a problem. He didn't like to get his paw wet. He used to like to drive in the car or ride in the car when he was young.
Yep.
Stare his head out like kids would do, he would do. Let's see.
Stand up and look out the window.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Didn't like, let's see.
He was like a dog.
He was stuck up, bougie, funny style. Never really could get him a companion cat. We tried a couple of times, but he ended up beating him up. And we had to get away. Then, of course, what? We had that little devil cat, Fifi.
Oh, Fifi. Yeah, there was something wrong with that cat.
This cat was...
That cat came in this world fighting.
Yeah, we never...
A bad cat.
Just evil.
Was pretty evil, y'all. That cat was so bad, I'm telling you. I've never wanted to hurt an animal. And I treat them like they're my children. But that cat, that cat had me so frustrated, had me crying. I was like, you don't know how close you are to death. You really don't see death.
PETA turned this cat away and said, do what you do best. Yes, this cat was a hot mess. I mean, if you try to give him a bath, he was scratching you up. If you went to pet him, he was scratching you up. Curious was always beating him up, and he took him like a champ and just kept coming back.
No, that's
why
he was
beat up. Yeah, we had to end up giving him to the animal shelter. More likely, hopefully, they might have put him down. You know,
that
prayer.
Cat was something. He wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, shoot, what else about Curious? Curious liked everything. Well, his way, I'd have to say. Because did we have Sophia the dog at that time?
Mm-mm. Sophia, no, we had her much earlier.
Yeah.
She was beautiful.
Beautiful, light-colored dog. Tried to turn her into a little gangster, too. But we couldn't keep her. That's all right.
Yeah. God, we ended up, though, with 5 cats.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Then Lil' Chris. Remember Lil' Chris?
Mm-hmm. Chris, Nene, Curious, and Trea Jr.
Because Nene was a slut. She was doing both of them. Chris and Curious. Like them C's. We thought when she was pregnant, they was Chris's babies until they was born. And it was like, oh, those are Curious's. A neutered cat's pregnancy. No, people, it wasn't Jesus. It was just two damn cats. Lord have mercy. So what funny stories you have over there? Or are you thinking
of
any?
That was about it. I was thinking about Brenda's dog, Brianna, but Brianna, I can't clown her. She was a good dog.
No, she was
and then
a
she
good
had
dog.
Those two boys, Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now she's got Pepper and Ty.
And just beautiful. Pepper is just a pure diva.
Yes, she
is. What are they, Labradors?
No. He's Border Collie, and I forgot what she is because she's curly.
Is her hair curly?
A chow, something like a chow, because she has a black tongue.
Oh, I'm not sure what she is, but, oh, she is just a beautiful dog. Y'all, she's a diva, though. She likes it her way. You know, she don't like to be bothered sometimes, but she likes to be loved. She likes to be beautiful. She doesn't like to be messy, but that's how I don't know.
I think he on crack myself.
Ty got ADD. That is just the most hyping.
Ooh, he is a hyper dog.
Hyper thing. And just poor.
I feel for him sometimes, though, because you know his mama hard on him.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, she love her baby. She do. Don't get it wrong. But, woo, that Ty. First of all, Pepper, she is just a strong dog. I remember a couple of times trying to walk her. Damn dog almost dislocated my shoulder a couple of times. I was like, good Lord, she's just strong, y'all. She'll take you out in a heartbeat. And then Ty, he just don't know what direction to run. So it's just like, good Lord, boy, what is wrong with you? But he is just, he's just that loving type. If you see him, because he's black and white. And Pepper, she's all black.
Black.
Ooh,
pretty, curly,
beautiful.
Silky black.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to call in with your pet stories, 646-727-2914. That number again is 646-727-2914. And we're going to interrupt just for a little bit. If you're watching Sunday Night Football, it's Dallas against Green Bay Packers. I'm all packing. And unfortunately, Dallas is getting a butt whooped. Their ratings right now are 1-6. Looks like it's getting ready to be 1-7. And just
looks like a 0-27, ain't it?
Is that what that score was?
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps getting worse. And looks like they just fumbled. And that's nice.
Yep. Green Bay has lost.
Yes. Oh, looks like now it's 0-28.
No, 0-30.
No,
28. 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, because they caught the fumble and ran it back.
And it's just the second quarter with 2 minutes and 4 seconds left.
So, moving on.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are real, they're bizarre, but they're real animal laws that have not been taken off the books. Okay, cats in International Falls, Minnesota, are not allowed to chase dogs up telephone poles.
Okay, I didn't know dogs could go up telephone poles.
I didn't either.
Right on.
If your dog gets your neighbor's dog pregnant in Danbury, Connecticut, you are responsible and must pay for the abortion if the neighbor chooses. It has to be done.
Oh, God. Oh.
I told you don't mess around with that dog.
Can't afford. They wanted a portion. Oh, gosh. New animals could, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No dog may be tied to a shade tree in Birmingham, Alabama. So when the sun is just leaning on them animals, you know, leaning on them, and they got all that fur on their little bodies, they just
SOL. Oh, God.
SOL. Okay. Fights between cats and dogs are prohibited by statute in Barber, North Carolina. Again, North Carolina, we need to talk.
Yeah. Y'all got some ways.
In Sterling, Colorado, it is unlawful to allow pet cat to run loose without a tail light.
What?
Okay, let me read that again.
Yes.
In Sterling, Colorado, it is unlawful to allow a pet cat to run loose without a tail light.
There's so many ways that could be interpreted. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
In Ventura County, California, cats and dogs are not allowed to have sex without a permit. Damn.
Are
I'm in
serious?
Here
because
I want my bitch to get pregnant.
Give me a permit. Oh, well.
Come on, people. Are you serious? Take this off the books.
Okay.
Take it off the books. Here in Washington State, in Wilbur, Washington, it is against the law for a person to ride an ugly horse. The fine is $300.
What's an ugly horse?
That's what I want to know. What's an ugly horse? Is that the one that got the slump in his back?
In my spotted colors, red eyes. I mean, what?
What's an ugly horse? This is in Wilbur, Washington here. Mm. Also in California, you cannot keep your chickens, turkeys, goats, cows, and other farm animals in an apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Third world people, I hope you heard that.
Okay. That is a hot mess.
In Winona, Mississippi, it is illegal to drive a car on Main Street because it frightens horses. You know that is way old.
That is too old, Mom. You got to be kidding me.
Mm-mm. And this was funny. In Minnesota, it's illegal to tease skunks.
Oh, Lord.
Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
In Minnesota, it's illegal to tease skunks. Why do you even want to run up on them?
Thank you.
in Atlanta, Georgia, the ATL, it's against the law to put a giraffe. It's against the law to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole or a street lamp.
Okay, I didn't know you could have them as pets.
I mean, me either. I didn't know. I was like, wow, I must have missed that walkthrough.
Thank you, thank you. Do what you got to do.
I missed that one. Cats living in Catskill, New Jersey, must wear 3 bells to warn birds of their whereabouts.
Okay. Very, very strange.
Another misworded ordinance is this one from Avada, Colorado. Colorado, I can never say that word, Avada, Colorado. It's if a stray pet is not claimed within 24 hours, the owner will be destroyed. Yeah, misworded.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, looks like in Kingsville, Texas, there's a law against 2 pigs having sex on the city's airport property. Yeah, I didn't know that. All right.
You can tell the Republicans and the Democrats.
Ooh,
okay,
going
off. Ouch.
Ducks quacking after 10 p.m. in Essex Falls, New Jersey, are breaking the law.
Anybody tell Sarah Palin?
Yeah. Oh.
Ouch.
Too soon.
That's Alaska. Excuse me.
In Kansas, it is illegal for chicken thieves to work daylight hours.
Oh, damn. Okay, we can only do this at night so we don't be seen.
They only have strict hours. Let's see. It is, in Texas, it's illegal to put grass, In Texas, it's illegal to put graffiti on someone else's cow.
Oh, you can't put Google.com on it?
Apparently not. Our bad. In Pennsylvania, no one is allowed to shoot bullfrogs on Sunday.
Oh. Well, now you know.
In Arizona, the bullfrog hunting season is permanently closed. French Lick Springs, Indiana, once passed a law requiring all black cats to wear bells on Friday the 13th.
Okay. Someone, ain't that something? In Washington, through every cow wandering the streets of Seattle must be wearing a cowbell.
Oh, Lord.
I haven't seen a cow in downtown Seattle in years.
Mm-mm.
I've seen some people look like them, but, I mean, I haven't seen a 4-footed one lately. In Burns, Oregon, horses are allowed in the town's taverns if an admission fee is paid before they enter. Well, I'll be. You mean you charge me to bring my horse into the tavern? I just don't really understand that, do you?
No, I don't.
All right, Myrtle, this has got to end. Okay, you can't blow your nose in public places in Leahy, Washington, because it might scare a horse and cause it to panic. And in Wenasa, New Jersey, a dog is breaking the law if it is heard to be crying. Oh, my goodness. Well, y'all, that's about all we got for tonight on our funny stories about cats, dogs, what have you. Hope that you've enjoyed. We had a good time bringing it to you. Now, next Sunday on the 14th, we're going to do funny dating stories. And I know that's going to be a hit because I know everybody has stories to tell, so we want to hear them. So anyway, and as always, the title of the show is Talk to Me from Seattle, Washington. And I'm Linus signing out. And, of course, my producer, Chabonet. Here we go. Okay, as usual, see you next Sunday. The time is from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. We We are no longer on daylight saving time as of today. So please call in. We enjoy talking with you and hope you had a good time listening to us tonight. Again, that is Talk To Me, blogtalkradio.com. Do call again.